The Secret of the Golden Flower offers a radical alternative in our achievement-obsessed world, a journey inward to discover our immortal nature. This ancient Taoist text has captivated seekers for centuries with its promise of transcending death through inner alchemy. Unlike most spiritual texts, it represents a unique synthesis of wisdom traditions, primarily Taoist, but incorporating elements from multiple spiritual paths. For centuries, these powerful methods were transmitted only orally from master to disciple, kept secret due to their potent effects, comparable to atomic energy in the spiritual realm. Why has this text experienced such a renaissance in recent decades? Its appeal lies in its practical approach to spiritual awakening through specific meditation techniques rather than abstract philosophy or blind faith. As we navigate an increasingly complex world, this timeless wisdom offers not escape, but transformation, showing us how to bloom into our full potential while remaining engaged with life. The fundamental concept involves the backward-flowing movement, turning awareness inward instead of outward, creating a circulation of light that eventually crystallizes naturally. We're born with potential for consciousness, yet live mechanically. From birth, we're conditioned to identify with our mortal bodies, forgetting our immortal essence, our original face before birth. This hypnosis serves society, which needs conformists rather than fully realized beings. A soul-realized person becomes dangerous, free, independent, uncommitted to artificial structures. Society prefers you focused outward on possessions and power, not inward where immortality resides. "There is darkness under the lamp," says an ancient Indian proverb. We see everywhere except where we stand. We're conditioned to live in the past through religion or future through political ideologies, never in the present moment, the only time anything actually happens. The Secret of the Golden Flower offers escape through backward-flowing movement. When light moves outward through your eyes, you project externally. When eyes close, light turns inward, revealing self-knowledge that liberates you from attachments and body identification. This small body contains all the universe's mysteries, and when light circulates within, the body and senses become obedient servants. Each person contains both masculine and feminine energies, animus and anima. When these inner energies merge, there's an explosion of inner light, what Jesus called when your two eyes become one. The masculine represents action, the feminine non-action. Anima embodies body, form, and matter, security-seeking and stagnant. Animus represents spirit, vision, and dynamism, restless and change-oriented. Like trees needing both deep roots, anima, and height, animus, we must balance these forces. This inner union creates the ultimate orgasmic experience beyond physical lovemaking. This is the core work of Tantra, Tao, and Yoga, facilitating the meeting of inner Shiva and Shakti, Yin and Yang. The secret lies in using action to attain non-action. We channel energies into activity until effort transforms into effortlessness. Western culture has become overly sun-oriented, too active, while the East has grown too moon-oriented, passive. The middle path teaches balance. Sun-oriented outwardly, moon-oriented inwardly. Life is preparation for death and beyond. To find your original face, you must transcend thinking while staying alert, like being asleep yet aware, with an inner light burning. Essence and personality are crucial concepts. Personality comes from persona, mask. While actors wore one mask, we wear many for different situations. Essence is your original face without masks, what you brought into the world and existed in the womb. Personality is society's imposition, a pseudo-self we polish while neglecting our essence. The present moment is the door to eternity, where mind becomes no mind and personality dissolves into essence. Like Jesus between two thieves, past and future, we face eternity, a vertical dimension crossing time's horizontal line. We constantly move between past and future, rarely noticing the present. The present is so atomic that by the time we recognize it, it's already past. Only through intense attention can we find the door beyond time. Taoists distinguish between the primal spirit in the third eye and the conscious spirit in the physical heart, the latter dependent on the outside world, while the spiritual heart remains unmoved. Meditation melts the frozen mind between body and soul. Without this melting, the mind carries desires into new incarnations, seeking another womb after death. The body merely projects the mind's blueprint. The key insight is shifting attention from thoughts to the gaps between them. By perceiving these intervals, one discovers the doorway to true being. Looking gently at the nose tip aligns with the third eye, creating balance where eyes are neither fully open, causing distraction, nor fully closed, causing dreaminess. In this middle state, the third eye draws consciousness inward, allowing light to stream in of itself, creating a circulation that makes one whole and transcends ordinary consciousness. During meditation, neither fight nor follow thoughts, simply observe their origin and destination, saying, "Thought, thought," to maintain alertness. This watchfulness causes thoughts to pause and eventually disappear. True meditation combines watching thoughts and resting in gaps. The secret? Prepare through proper posture, then wait alertly for the light. Master Lu Tzu teaches that true silence emerges when one forgets even the act of looking inward. Body and heart must be completely released as entanglements fade away. In this state, heaven penetrates earth as wonders return to their roots. Chiyono found enlightenment on a full moon night. After years of fruitless study, she carried an old water pail while observing the moon's reflection. When the bamboo strips broke and water rushed out, the moon's reflection vanished, and Chiyono became enlightened. She wrote, "This way and that way, I tried to keep the pail together. Suddenly, the bottom fell out. No more water, no more moon in the water. Emptiness in my hand." Enlightenment cannot be forced, though preparation is possible. The ego represents darkness, the illusion of separation. When this separation dissolves, death and fear vanish. The great paradox: enlightenment arrives only when seeking ends. It happens to those who have searched intensely and utterly failed. When hopelessness is complete and even the desire for enlightenment disappears, it arrives. Buddha realized this after 6 years, awakening in complete surrender. In complete silence, one loses sense of bodily boundaries as heaven penetrates earth, the divine reaching the seeker. The part merges with the whole, transforming ordinary life into poetry. Each moment becomes uniquely wonderful as the ego dissolves and boredom vanishes. Existence becomes a constant wonder, like a child discovering seashells. The miracle returns to simply being, without reason. In enlightenment, one does not alter the place, but the place alters itself. The marketplace becomes as beautiful as the Himalayas, filled with extraordinary beauty. When inner silence arrives, your surroundings transform. Trees past daily suddenly bloom with vibrant life. This is enlightenment's criterion, not changing the world, but experiencing the world changing around you. With absolute tranquility, you stop reacting and allow the whole to move you, surrendering as Jesus meant by, "Thy will be done." Without ego, you live in eternal purposelessness, where existence becomes sheer joy. Be a hollow bamboo so the divine can make a flute of you.